Welcome back to Free Marijuana Podcast. I am here with Rick Battenberg of Clientele Capital Group. Rick, you've told us that you have this fund, that you've got investors, that you're buying into these properties. What is the business model of Clientele Capital Group? Is it just pure PE? Is it pure VC? Or it's something different?
Well, we have, and we are lucky enough to have a fund manager who has been on both sides of these deals and understands what it takes to make these deals work and make the acquisitions work, as well as make the entire overall universe of Clientele Capital Group as a whole function with one universal goal. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I say that is because we're not just trying to make huge margins by selling weed.
Okay.
Right, which is okay. The misconception.
Especially since you do a lot of non-weed businesses.
Right, and a lot of our background didn't come from weed.
Right.
Right, our background came from optimizing business practices.
Right, sales, marketing,
right.
Operations.
And so what's interesting is that we have this symbiotic relationship between our acquisitions and us.
Okay.
Right. Our investors, completely anonymous for the most part. Right.
Right.
They get to meet us, they get to meet the control team, and they really do buy into our goal, right? How we're going to approach the business and how we approach venture capitalism, especially when it comes and pertains to the marijuana industry.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So what's interesting is that we have this idea about the marijuana industry in general, which is no one knows what it's going to be. Is it a food? Is it a drug? Is it alcohol?
Right. The regulations are changing overnight.
Right. They're changing. They're conflicting. It's basically a mess. But our motto is, in chaos, there's opportunity.
Sure.
Right? And so we're sort of the ones that are going to show you the way. Right? And because we have people everywhere, and we've got the most intelligent people working on this. And the thing that I'm always inspired by is the people that are attracted to our business, the people that want to work with us, the people who either, and on both sides, want to invest with us or want to be acquired by us or work with us, are the most impressive humans.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the ability to come into contact in the last 5 years, and they come out of the woodwork of these incredible individuals who are attracted to this business and attracted to us because of the way we handle things, the way that we present ourselves with an air of professionalism. And you know, we're not a bunch of weed guys. Most of us aren't, right? We're
right.
Venture capitalists, right?
Right. I've met the team. They don't come from the industry.
Right. Right. And so, being honest with ourselves enough to know what we don't know,
sure.
Right? And having enough conviction to know what we do know. And make these acquisitions and make these decisions is really the crux of why our business works.
So you'll buy into a grow, and these guys are growing, let's say, 100 pounds of product.
Sure.
And what do you do? You give them some money, but you do more than that.
Well, so what we do is we provide a optimization schedule for these guys,
mm-hmm.
right? We've been doing this for Fortune 100 companies for the last 15 years,
okay.
right? So we come in, and so instead of a consultative role, we come in and a rising tide raises all ships. Right, so we come in and we go, this is how we do this, right? We let them maintain their own identity, we let them maintain their own structure, but we come in and we go, okay, here's how we optimize this, here's how we do this, here's how we legitimize it, right? We take over all the parts that they aren't good at, that we are.
So we let them grow and sell.
Right, we let them grow and sell, and we just show them how to do it better,
mm-hmm.
right? And we take a lot of the stuff that isn't there in their leisure domain, and we take it off their plate.
Give me an example.
Legal, their accounting, their business practice, their business intelligence, their marketing, things like that, that is not in their leisure domain. This is not their bailiwick. Their
right.
bailiwick is growing really excellent products.
Right.
right. Right? So when we're able to take that off the plate, it does two things. One, it allows us to get control over what's going on, have a real good assessment of where the business is at and where it's headed,
right?
right? And then two, they don't need to be worrying about things like that, and they can focus on doing what they do best. Right.
So the investors have got to like this, saying, okay, you don't have stock control,
mm-hmm.
but you have some operational
control. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we have stock control.
But the operational control has got to soothe the investors a bit, saying, you know the data, you know where every dollar is going, you
mm-hmm.
know money in, money out.
And that really comes from a place of experience for venture capitalists like myself and like Rich and like our fund manager, excuse me, who know what it takes to make these deals work, right? It can't be a fight. We don't like
sure.
hostile takeovers. We like partnerships, right?
Sure.
So when we end up acquiring a company, we demand their marketing, their business intelligence, their legal, their accounting. We don't necessarily demand a majority stake.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
And that's because, one, we respect the fact that they're entrepreneurs and they built themselves.
Sure.
Right? And I think that they can maintain some level of ownership, right? And then two is, a lot of times we don't need a majority control to make these decisions because they see the value in that partnership, right? They also see the value in the contract they signed, but that's an entirely different conversation.
Sure. Well, this is an interesting thing. How do I find out more from an investor or a portfolio company?
Well, you have to be an accredited investor.
Okay.
And that's the SEC. That's not us.
That's
it is.
That's government guidelines.
Yep. And go to clientelecapital.com.
Okay.
Well, Clientele with two eyes.
There'll be a link under this podcast. You can click on that. Thanks very much, Rick.
Absolutely.